It's got a little mark. Have you got the little mark on yours?
No.
Ah.
It's this little mark.
Development
does it
version.
Do?
And it does this. It spins upside down and does all sorts
dizzy,
of stuff.
Dizzy.
I'm with Hedge Witch. Is it? I'm saying it right. Hedge Witch.
Yeah, it's just Hedge,
Hedge
Witch.
And your name is?
Amanda.
And you're from Oxford?
Yes.
So why are you in Birmingham for this?
Because it's relatively local.
But all I've seen you do since you've got here is drink. Is that part of... I don't know you're on the train.
Contributing.
I know you're
I'm
on the
contributing.
Train.
Contributing.
No, I know you are, yeah. So have you found anything decent from it so far? There was a little session on free, after free.
And there was a good session on music beforehand.
And what did you think of both of those?
Very good, very helpful, very informative.
Do you think these...
I didn't actually realise the situation of music as it stands.
No, I never knew that it was all tapped away and you couldn't have access to it and the
even,
authors...
Even
of
the
music
artists don't have...
I find that fascinating that is even allowed to happen. There must be some EU regulation that maybe can bring
exactly,
to the fore and get that sorted out, maybe. Do you think the size of these things needs to be bigger or smaller, or do you think this is quite a nice small two tables is enough?
It's... Yeah, for the number of people, it's perfect. Yeah.
Because when I've been to events before, when there's been, you know, like 50 or 60 or 70 people, it's been very difficult to get round everybody and see everybody.
And
but
to get a word in edgeways.
Yeah, exactly. And this... Sorry, am I talking all
no.
over your interview? Is that what
no,
you're
no,
trying
no,
to say?
No,
oh, like
I mean,
no,
in
fine,
the small
no.
numbers of people at the
feel.
Table.
No, I mean, 20, 30 people, I can go around and make sure I get round everybody and say hello. Because I like to say hello. I think it's been ignorant not to.
I mean, we always want numbers of people. But small groups of people at one table is easier to get, you know, to get the communication across. And
so Twitter.
Twitter.
Always have to get Twitter,
Twitter
in there. How has Twitter changed your online life? Or has it?
Well, I've always been addicted to the internet and it's just become more social and I've met many more people that I wouldn't have met and just so many new experiences and learning more things.
So you've always been a geek girl?
Yes, always been a geek girl.
And have you found being a geek girl, it's very difficult to tap into other geek girls previously before Twitter? Or geek boys even? Not tap into geek boys, that sounds awful.
Okay.
I always geek ask boys. Awkward questions.
No, it's getting out there and meeting more geeks because my job is just me and creative people. And I don't really get to meet any geeks, so getting out and about and meeting other geeks is always very fun.
Liberating. What do you actually do as a job role?
I'm doing Mac support for a publishing company, so it's just me looking after the creative people and a bunch of PC guys that I don't really get on with at all.
Okay. So in the middle of a downturn, is your business feeling anything because of it?
Well, they've outsourced us to India, so we've lost our help desk, which is really difficult dealing with the people because the users don't like it. They like to speak to somebody. They like somebody to be on the doorstep. They need people. So there's a big communication problem we're trying to break through and get the good feeling back between us and IT and the creative people. But
do you have any many of your clients on Twitter? Or do you promote social networks in any way to them?
I promote it to everybody. I talk about it. I try, you know, I think it's fabulous, but it's just getting it out and seeing if it can help other people and sharing my experiences and just as a tool to meet people and to meet new customers, meet new clients, just share people, partners that you can, you know, you can find that one person who fits and makes the job easier for you or...
In real time.
In real time, absolutely, totally. I mean, if you've got a question, you can ask it, and hundreds of people will always be there to. Yeah, there'll always be an answer if you've got a question or a problem or.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Well, I hope you have another good session because I know it's quarter to six.
The next one.
We've got one till half seven, and you've been buying me drinks, and I really appreciate that because I'll probably get on a bus and I'll probably end up to either Cardiff or Edinburgh. And if I do, well, I'll do a little walk around the local city and I'll tell you what it's like. And then my battery will die and then I'll get mugged. It'll be faster.
No.
Right, I'll see you later, guys.
Bye.